This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we do Maseches Ksubos, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We begin three lines from the bottom on Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Itmar, we learned. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Who's Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi said in the Mishnah, there's a story about a child that went to fill up water from the well, and she was raped. So Rabbi Yosi reported that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said that if most of the people in the city would not pass a woman l'kahuna, so then she could marry l'kahuna. Now, at face value, it's talking about where there's one Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it's talking about where there are two Ravs. Bikroino shel tzipori hayamaisa. But at face value, the Mishnah did not say that that's the case. The Mishnah is talking about where there's one Rav, because Rav Yochanan ben Uri says, Im Rav anshe yo'ir, masin l'kuhuna rezu tinase l'kuhuna. So the Gemara says, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, Uli Yuchsin Loiba Inan Shrei Rubi? Excuse me. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said the name of Rav, the halach is like Rabbi Yosi. And presumably that means you could rely on one Rav. Rav Chanan Barava Amar Rav, Hoy Ra Asha Haisa. Rav Chanan Barava said the name of Rav, that it was a Hoy Ra Asha, which right now we assume means it was a Hira Shah that only in this instance you could rely on one Rav, but typically you would need two Ravs. So the Gemara is asking, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya, Ula Yuchsin Loi Ba'inan Shrei Rubi? We're asking on, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Aye, that means all you need is one Rav. For Yuchsin, you don't need two Ravs. But tonight we learned in a Mishnah, Matzah Batinoik Mushlach. Let's say you find the kid in the garbage can. This is talking about in a city, Rashi says, where Jews and Gentiles live. So, Imroiv Oivde Kechavim, Oivde Kechavim. If it's majority Gentile, we assume the kid is a Gentile. Imroiv Yisrael, Yisrael. If it's majority Jewish, we assume the kid is Jewish. Mechza al mechza, if it's 50% Jewish, 50% Gentile, Yisrael, we assume the kid is a Jew. Now the Gemara will explain, what does it mean if most of the city is Jewish, the kid is assumed to be Jewish, and if it's 50-50, we assume the kid is Jewish. But in any event, V'amar Rav, Rav said, Lo yishanu ela l'hachayosei. We only learned that if the majority of the city is Jewish, we consider the kid a Jew to keep the kid alive, meaning to be mefarnes, the kid. In other words, let's say he needs sustenance, he needs parnasa, so we will only provide his parnasa if it's roiv Jews. But we do not consider him Jewish for Yuchsin, avalu Yuchsin loy, but not for Yuchsin, because for Yuchsin you need two roivs. The Gemara continues, but right now already we have the question, because Rav said that for Yuchsin you need two Ravs, and we just saw that Rav made a statement that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that all you need is one Rav. But now the Gemara is throwing in a Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says lefakech alav es hagal, that we only consider that the halacha, that if the majority of the city is Jewish, we consider him a Jew. That's to save his life if the kid is under a mound of debris, then we consider him a Jew to save his life, but not to provide him sustenance. But the bottom line is, Rav said here, liyuchsin loy, that you can't rely on one Rav. So how could you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that you could rely on one Rav? So the Gemara says, basically, you forgot that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, we're talking about where there are two Ravs, that the story happened when the caravan of Tzipori was passing by. Ishtamitzei hoda am Rav Yehuda am Rav. You forgot that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Bekroino shel Tzipori have a maisa. The story happened in the caravans of Tzipori. So in other words, don't assume that when Rav said the halachas like Rav Yossi, that it's enough to have one roiv. No. It's not enough to have one roiv. We're talking about where there are two roivs. So now the Gemara asks, well, if we're talking about that there are two roivs, then what did Rav Chanan Barava mean? It was a hirasha. If we're talking about there were two roivs, then when Rav Chanan Barava said it was a hirasha to allow her to be permitted, that implies only in this case you need two roivs. Elsewhere, you don't need two roivs. But we know that for Yochsin, you do need two roivs. Meaning, now that we're saying that the situation is Bekroina Shel Tzipori, and in fact, there are two roivs. So then when we say there's a Hayrah Shah, the Hayrah Shah must mean only in this instance you need two roivs. But regularly, you don't need two roivs. But how could that be? Kasha, it's difficult. Because we know that Rav said, for Yochsin, you need two roivs. Rav said, Liyuchsin Lai. So it says the Gemara, the two Ravs are not consistent. Man detani demasni ha, lai masni ha. The one that taught that Rav said it's talking about where there are two Ravs. When Rav Chanan said it was a Hirasha, he did not learn the other statement of Rav that it's talking about Bekrona Shel Tzipori. Meaning the statement of the tradition that Rava said the name of Rav, Rav Chanan bar Rava said the name of Rav, was a Hirasha, that's not consistent with the teaching that it's talking about, where there was Bekrona Shel Tzipori Hayamaisa, where there were two Ravs. The reason why it's a Hirasha, it was a Hirasha to allow one Rav. But he did not have the tradition that we're talking about where there are two Ravs. Fine. Gufa. The above-mentioned statement is troublesome. Matza batinaik, if you find a kid, mushlach, that is strewn about. So we say, if it's majority Gentile, we assume the kid is a guy. Imroiv Yisrael, if it's majority Jewish, Yisraeli, kid, we assume the kid is a Jew. Mechza al Mechza, if it's 50-50, Yisrael, we assume the kid is a Jew. Then Rav said, Amar Rav Leishanu Ela Lahachayoisei. When do we rely on Roiv? That's to provide the kid with sustenance. Aval Yuchsin Lai. But not to assume that the kid's Yichus is good. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel said, Lefakeach Alav Es Hagal. Shmuel said that we rely on Roiv to save the kid's life. Meaning, when do we say that the kid is a Jew regarding saving the child's life? If it's Roiv Yisrael, we assume the kid is a Jew, and if there was a mound on him on Shabbos, we would desecrate Shabbos to save his life. Which implies only if it's Roiv Yisrael would we desecrate the Shabbos to save his life, not if it's 50-50. It says Gemara, Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi? Did Shmuel say this? Va'amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But Rav Yosef said, in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Ein Holchem B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Roiv. When it comes to saving life, we don't follow a Roiv. We don't say meaning any time there's a suffix overcome of Israel, even if it's mostly Goyim, we will save someone's life. Even if there's a remote possibility that the person whose life is in danger is a Jew, we will save their life. So how could Shmuel have said that we follow the Roiv to save the Jew's life? That implies if it's Roiv Goyim, we won't take the chance, but we know Shmuel said we don't follow a roiv by pikuach nefesh. So rather, Ela kiyit mar de Shmuel. When was Shmuel's statement taught? Aresha imar. It was going on the resha. Im roiv oiv de kechavim oiv kecham. If it's majority Gentile, we deem the kid a Gentile. But Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, "Lufakeach alav asagal eno kein." But to save a life, we don't deem the child a Gentile, even if it's majority Gentile. We would save the child's life. So now the question is, regarding what do we say that if the city is majority Gentile, the child has the status of a Gentile? Regarding saving a life, we don't say that. If the majority of the city is Gentile, we consider the child a Gentile. Lamai hilchasa. Regarding what halacha? Says Gemara, Amar Papa l'hachila nevelos, to feed the child an avela. That even though there is a possibility the child is Jewish, but if it's roiv oivdei kachavim, we will assume the child is a goy, and you could feed the child nevelos. Im roiv Yisrael, Yisrael amai hilchasa. Regarding what halacha do we say? If it's the majority of the city Yisrael, we consider the child of Yisrael. Amar Rav Papa said, l'hachzer lo yaveda. To return an aveda to the child. You know, there's a halacha that we do not return a lost object to a Gentile. It's actually prohibited. Because the pasuk says, Laman sefois harava es hatzmea. You cannot equate Egypt with a Jew. Oh, you can only return a lost object to your brother. You're not allowed to return an aveda to a ove kechav mazalais. Furthermore, you know, you want to follow the, let's say it's Roiv Yisrael. So you want to return the Aveda. But why does Roiv say I have to return the Aveda, but I'm the Muchsak? So the halacha is, if it's Roiv Yisrael, you return an Aveda. But if it's Mechsa al Mechsa, you do not return an Aveda. First of all, you're the Muchsak. Ein Motzien, Ein Motzien Mamon Misafek. Furthermore, it might be usher to return it. Only when Roiv Yisrael do you return the Aveda. So regarding what do we say, Mechsa Amechsa Yisrael, regarding what do we say that if it's 50-50, then we assume the person has the status of a Yisrael. Lamai Hilchasa, regarding what halacha, Amar Rish Lakish said, Lenezikin. Regarding Nezikin, for damages, so if it's 50-50, if it's 50% Jewish, 50% Gentile, then we treat it like a Jew. Regarding damages, what does that mean regarding damages? If 50% of the residents are Jewish, 50% are Gentile, we treat it as a Jew. So you know the halacha regarding damages are that if a Jew's cow gores a Gentile cow, You're pater. You're not chayv in damages. The Rambam explains, because we just apply to Goyim what their rules are. They don't obligate for torts or damages. So when you damage them, you're not obligated. But when they damage you, we penalize them. And we say, even if the shor is a tam, they pay nezek shalem, full damages right away. Normally, a cow that's a tam, the first two times you pay chatzi nezek. No, not by a Gentile. When a Gentile's cow gores, then they pay nezek shalem right away. And when a Jew's cow gores a Jew's cow, so then the first couple times you pay chatzi nezek, like a tam, and then you pay nezek shalem. So in a city that's 50% Jewish, 50% Gentile, we treat the person like a Jew. So Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what's the case? Inema dinagche tura didan latura didei. If our shar, if the shar of a Jew gored his shar, and basically we say he has the din of a Jew, so he could collect. Why do I have to pay him? Lemale, why can't I say to him, if I'm a definite Jew and he's a Suffolk, because we don't know, he comes from a city, 50, we don't know his status, but 50% of the people are Jewish and 50 not. Lemale, say to him, I see Raya di Yisrael at, bring a proof that you're a Jew, Ushkol, and collect. Why do we say that if you gore his animal in a city that's 50-50, why would he have the status of a Jew? Why can't the one who damaged him say, you want to collect? Prove to me that you're a Jew. So why, in a case of, if it's a Suffolk, why would he have the status of a Jew? He should have to prove that he's a Jew. Says the Gemara, like Tzricha Denagche Tura Didei LeTura Didan. We're talking about his cow damaged our cow. So he might be a Jew and he's Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. He might be a Goy and he's Chayiv Nezek Shalim. So we treat him like this. Paga Meshalim. Half he pays, because Miman of Shach, even if he's a Jew, he has to pay half. But if I want to say, pay me the whole thing, maybe you're a Goy. He says, no. You want to take away money from me? You prove to me I'm not a Jew. V'idach, the other half, V'idach Palga, the other half, Amar Lahu, he says to them, I see Raya, you bring a proof, Delav Yisrael Ana, that I'm not a Jew. V'atein Lachen, and I'll give it to you. So in other words, Mechza al Mechza Yisrael is talking about for damages, where his shar gores our shar, and basically, because he might be a Jew, he says, prove to me I'm not a Jew, but until then, I'm only paying you chatzi nezek. Hadrin alach besula neses. We finish the parak of besula neses. Now we begin the next Mishnah. Hayisha shenes armala, a woman who became an almana. Hayisha nesgasha, or she got divorced. We know a woman who becomes an almana or a grusha is entitled to a ksuba. If she got married as a besula, she's entitled to 200 zos. If she got married as a beula, or an almana, she only gets 100 zos. So he oimeres besula nesasani. She says, look, you married me as a besula, I want 200 zos. Vahu oimer, and he says, loiki, not so, ela almana nesasicha. I married you already almana. So Taisa says, why don't you just look in the ksuba? It says in the ksuba how much she's deserving of. So Taisa, we're talking about where she's not holding the ksuba. So, he says, I married you as an almana. Im yesh edim, if we have witnesses that at her wedding, sheyatzesis behenuma, that she went out with henuma, we'll see that's a sign that she was a basula, or veroisha pro, her head was braided. Her hair was unbraided, her hair was let down, so that's how a basula would go out, ksubasa masayim. She's entitled to 200. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko says, "Afchila kloyes raya." Even giving out toasted grains, that's a siman that she's a basula. Says the Mishnah, seemingly a random halacha. Even though normally Rabbi Yeshua holds that a woman is not believed, Umayda Rabbi Yeshua acknowledges that ba'omer lechaver, if you say to your friend, "Sadazu shalavicha hisa." Let's say I say to your friend, look, I say to my friend, this field belonged to your father, ulekachtia mihimeno. I bought it from him. So I say, you know, the field that's in my possession, yes, your father did own it, but I bought it from him. Shehu ne'eman, that he's believed with such a claim. Because he could have said it was always mine. He says he bought it, but he also says, he's the one who said your father had it. But you're right, he admits that it belonged to your father, but he also says that he bought it. So he's believed because he could have said it was always mine. Neman, he's believed. Shapesha Asar, the mouth that made things Asar for him, namely his mouth that said it belonged to your father, who Apesha Hitter, is the same mouth that said he bought it. But if we have independent evidence that it belonged to your father, and then who I'm lekachti emena, but then he says I bought it from him, so he doesn't have a pesha asar. Meaning he says, believe me, I bought it. I could have never said your father owned it. So if he's the one who gave us the information that his father owned it, so we believe him that he bought it because we only know that it used to belong to the other person through him. But if we have independent witnesses that it belonged to the other person, and now he's just saying I bought it from him, eino neman, he's not believed. Okay, Marav Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow, we'll Bez Hashem do Daft HaZayin Omer Aleph. Thanks everybody for joining. Wish you a Freilich and Chanukah. Bracha v'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.